T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What subject do I like to talk about and why? I like to talk about football because I'm a huge football fan. Fantasy leagues, stats, who's going to win the Super Bowl, you know. It's just always something to talk about. There's always controversy and good plays to talk about.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. And just a quick reminder that we are at KNSS Radio. Your radio home for the Kansas City Chiefs. How about that? 6:45 now, Steve and Ted. Three big things. Sharp increase in violent crime in Kansas as KBI deals with shortage of agents.
Two.
Former state lawmaker Ed O'Malley is latest Republican candidate for Kansas governor.
One.
Two-alarm fire at Somerset Apartments in northeast Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Already have traffic accidents out there to avoid this morning. A couple of them, one of them at 34th North and Webb Road. One vehicle there, or two-vehicle non-injury traffic accident. We also have another traffic accident, K-42 and Hoover. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Well, we have a chance for morning fog and mist. 40% chance for rain throughout the day with a high of 79 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low is 69. Friday, 60% chance for rain with a high of 85. You can see it's a little warmer tomorrow. Now fog, mist, 71 degrees, and we have a south wind at 10 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning now at 6:47. And the Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll, which we like to talk about. You can find it right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Today's question, October is National Pasta Month. How do you like your pasta? Do you like it thin, as in angel hair, or spaghetti or cappellini? 14%. I like the thin. Large, that would be ziti or fettuccine, 29%. Medium, spaghetti, vermicelli, linguine, 57%. Not a very controversial poll, I wouldn't think, but we got a lot of response on it.
Yeah, Jad, folks have their own tastes.
Relatively speaking, Jad, a lot of response, a little response?
About normal.
Okay.
Their own likes and dislikes.
Find it at our webpage, knssradio.com, and you can be a part of the Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll. How do you like your pasta?
I'm a fan of almost all pasta.
Yeah. I am too.
Get a nice cream sauce going.
Get the right sauce going.
Yep. Yeah. Mm. In good shape.
I'm starting to get hungry now. Police in North Carolina have filed charges against a motorist who's shown in a video punching a cyclist in the face. The Asheville Citizen Times reports Asheville on Bikes posted a video of the incident provided by a motorist who was trailing the driver and the cyclist. The video shows a motorist in a pickup truck at an intersection and a cyclist trailing him on. And as the driver shooting the video approaches, the driver of the pickup truck is shown punching the cyclist in the face with his right hand.
Yeah, velodrome rage.
Police say the cyclist suffered a bloody nose and busted lip. Asheville police said Claude Donald Watson was arrested September 29th. Oh, Claude. He's charged with two misdemeanors, including simple assault. What did that cyclist do to Claude that just annoyed him so much that he had to punch him in the face? I'd like to know.
I'm sure it's some form of road rage.
I think he only hit him once.
I didn't like the...
Chad, but you can go ahead.
Probably didn't like the bicyclist on the roadway. The
clowns with their funny helmets on and everything. Yeah. Robert Hogg, the major stock indexes nudged a bit further into record territory on Wall Street Wednesday, but small company stocks lagged behind. Standard & Poor's 500 edged up 3 points. The Dow gained 20 points, and the NASDAQ edged up 3 points.
Well, there you go. Uptick.
All three indexes added to records set a day earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're just going to keep setting records for now until forever. It'll never stop. The White House has asked Congress for $29 billion in disaster aid to cover ongoing hurricane relief and recovery efforts and to pay federal flood insurance claims. The request comes as the government is spending almost $200 million a day for emergency hurricane responses and faces a surge in flood claims for federally insured homes and businesses slammed by hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. So it costs a lot of money to have a disaster.
Pretty massive problem.
Yeah.
They're throwing a lot of money at it.
I guess that's part of that's for Puerto Rico. It'd be the Hurricane Maria. A government study shows students who attended for-profit colleges were at least twice as likely to default on their loans as students who attended public schools. A study by the National Center of Education Statistics looks at students who began their undergraduate education in 2003 and defaulted on at least one loan over the next 12 years. I don't have any student loans, Ted. Do you have any student loans outstanding? That's
not anymore.
Well, you probably had a few, but
I had to work for a long time to get that down to zero.
Get it down to zero, but now you're free.
Free and clear, well, in that category. Once you get that bill paid off, then you got to start paying off everything
then
else.
And you got other bills. It never stops, Ted.
It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. 6:50 now with Steve and Ted, and time for the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Stock picking versus active management. Good morning, Don.
Many investors were forced into the investment world because they had no access to a pension plan, and their primary means of retirement is from participation in an employer's retirement plan. Unfortunately, there is no requirement that we are educated in how, when, and where to invest. Like everything workers in America need to do, some investors will take the time to educate themselves about investing, and they will successfully manage their retirement. Others, realizing they don't have the acumen to make those decisions, work with professionals. Then there are those who put their own future at risk when they attempt to invest without taking the time to really understand the true cost of their actions. Investing in individual stocks is a tricky business. It's not for those who don't take the time to really understand the nuances of capital markets, the sectors and industries they're investing, and the actual companies themselves. And a cheap online trading platforms add to that problem, believe it or not. As we've seen all the commercials, advertisers paint a picture of a successful dimwit enjoying his yacht because he allegedly made millions trading online. They're telling us that it's easy to make money in the stock market and any moron can do it. Heck, you're a lot smarter than him, so why aren't you out on your own yacht? Cheap online trading platforms are great for experienced investors. Some offer tools to research and compare stocks, but without the training to use those tools effectively, they're worthless. Just because somebody gives me the keys to a backhoe doesn't mean I know how to build a swimming pool. If you don't have the time or interest to learn about how to invest, please work with someone who does. A study of the behavior of individual investors at UC Berkeley looked at accounts of more than $10,000 individual investors who invest on their own. They found overwhelmingly underperformed standard benchmarks. They were heavily influenced by past return performance, sold winning investments while holding on to losers, and held undiversified stock portfolios, which increased risk for losses. So there it is. If you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
All right. Thank you, Don. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, now 653. Steve and Ted here on a Thursday morning, October 5th, 2017. This is World Teacher Day, a day when we stop to honor the educators in our lives, people who have had an impact on many of us. I can think of several who had a big impact on me as I was a kid growing up, going to school. Ted, you got a favorite teacher?
I feel the same way. I feel I was very blessed to have pretty much outstanding teachers all along the way.
Yeah, I remember.
There were a few duds, but many more excellent.
Many more
in the positive category than the negative category.
Even the duds, though, you just paid attention and got the work done. You'd be okay.
Boy, the ones that are inspiring are just top-notch.
I had the ones that I liked the most were usually the ones who appreciated my sense of humor. Okay? And one of my favorites was there's a junior high teacher at Hadley for years, and her name was Zola Dean. She's passed away several years ago. I went to her funeral. But Zola had, she taught English.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I had her for both 8th and 9th grade English. And she was just an excellent teacher. Very small woman, very thin, very frail. In fact, she thought she was having a heart attack one day in our class. And another guy, one of my friends, Greg Harmon, and I took her by the arms and kind of carried her almost down to the office to make sure everything was okay. She was all right, but she was very frail. But she somehow...
she inspired me. She would come up and she would talk with us.
Well, see, there you go.
English, and you know, I don't know what her secret was. The rap on her though was, but she liked the boy students better than the girl students. She had one son she doted on all the time, but she was a good teacher, excellent English teacher. Do you have anybody by name you'd like to remember?
So perhaps the girls in your class don't have the same opinion of Zola that you do.
Probably not. How about you? Got one you can name?
Oh, my God.
I could name several more, but we don't have time for that. But,
I can start right away in first grade with Sister Mary Claire.
Really?
Who
was she good?
Oh, she's fantastic.
All right.
And she just, I mean, when you're that age, when you're six, and you have somebody that inspires you to want to read. And
yeah, you're very impressionable.
And to just start delving into everything that your brain needs to know, she was inspiring right away.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay. Well, I know they have a lot of challenges in today's public education, at least. There are a lot of challenges for educators and teachers out there, but I want you to know we appreciate what you do.
Sure do.
On World Teacher Day. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A complete look at today's news. One man dead in a crash in Sumner County. We'll tell you about that on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.